I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lawyers are trying to free a U.S. pastor trapped in Northeast India. Officials detained Pastor Brian Narron in early October, reportedly targeting him for his faith. Jeff McClendon with Bibles for the World tells us
there were a number of circumstances related to his involvement that could have been triggers for this, and not the least of which is that he was carrying a large sum of money to pay for a conference that they intended to have there among Christian pastors and so forth.
At our website, you can sign a petition calling on authorities to release Pastor Narron immediately. His next court date is slated for December 12th. But there's no guarantee it'll take place as planned. Pray for the pastor's family and others as they advocate on his behalf, and ask God to grant his lawyers favor and that they can secure his freedom.
We've seen an escalation of persecution against Christians.
And some of you may remember Pastor Raymond Koh from Malaysia. What made it unique was that his kidnapping happened in broad daylight with military precision. Todd Nettleton, a spokesperson for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says people can watch security footage of the abduction online. VOM has launched a petition drive to find out what happened to Koh.
It is located at releaseraymond.com. So far, in the first just couple of weeks, we've had over 30,000 signatures. We are hoping to get to 100,000 before December, when we will deliver these to the Malaysian embassy in Washington, D.C.
VOM hopes the petition will pressure Malaysia's government to give answers about Koh's whereabouts. We'll connect you to the petition and more details on his disappearance at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.